great unction and utterance. So thank God for the service. Again, thanks to Pastor Miss Anita, leading this church. And you can see he's got great plans in his heart. He's got many things that the Lord is putting in there. And I thank God that we could hook up with him. Amen. And run alongside with him. Because that's the way God operates. He puts somebody in charge of an organization, and then others gather around and support the cause. And thank God for that. There's a lot of young people around here. There's a couple on the cameras right now. I know there was a prayer request of a young person in their 20s seeking God's will, his plan, his purpose. You know, that's awesome that God is still stirring up young people, speaking unto their hearts. They want to fulfill God's plan, God's purpose for their lives. I think it's just totally awesome. You know, I was about 20 years old when I gave my heart to God. I have to always calculate it, in 1987, but I believe I turned 21 that year, but the month was May, and I got saved. I was so excited. I was so happy, and as soon as I got saved, I wanted that experience about being filled with the Holy Spirit and to speak with other tongues. I worked on the railroad for about 12 years, and I thought, you know, what's better way to spend time doing that job and driving from location to location and praying in tongues, praying in the Spirit? But I didn't know how. And so this lesson tonight is going to be the benefits of praying in other tongues. You know, the world is going to pot, so to speak. Not really pot, but, you know, there's so much turmoil and trouble in the earth today. It seems like the devil, he's getting a foothold. He's causing people to stay at home. He's closing down countries and so forth and so on. And I believe that, you think God's just going to sit back? No. He's provided a way for you and for me to be able to combat these things, and that is through the power of the Spirit of God. And, you know, like I was saying, when I got born again, I was wanting to be filled with the Spirit and to speak with other tongues. And I tried all kinds of things, and I couldn't figure out, how are these people speaking in tongues? How does it work? I thought it was so cool to hear people speaking in languages, and I only knew English. And I tried all kinds of things. I went to church. I remember a group of ladies praying. There must have been five of them, and one was telling me this, one was telling me that, one was telling me that. The pastor was there, and I walked away, and I didn't speak in tongues at that moment. It was really, I was down and out. I even tried to go in the bush. I walked in the bush, and I thought, well, God, you're going to hear me. I'm going to talk to you. You're going to fill my mouth with tongues. I want tongues. And I opened my mouth, nothing came out. I just stood there in the middle of the wilderness with my mouth open, nothing came out. I thought he was going to supernaturally hit me with a lightning bolt and make me speak, and nothing came out. And so this happened. I got saved in the month of May, and so about 8 months went by of me seeking. You know, you got to seek God for his direction. You got to seek God for the things. I could have been filled instantly if I would have had some knowledge and some understanding. That's why I appreciate a good church like this. People are trained. People are taught the Word of God. And then finally, I was on the farm there listening to a cassette tape by a fellow from out east. And he said, there's two little five-year-old kids here. They want to be filled with the Spirit. And he brought those kids up, according to the cassette tape I was listening to. And those little kids spoke with tongues. Immediately, when I heard those kids speak with tongues, I said, that's it. I got a grade 12 education. I'm sure I can do this. I'm sure. And I forced myself, and I said, God, you said that you'll fill me. And I just spoke right there. I forced a word out. I didn't know what it was. But I prayed for a half an hour. Probably didn't sound like that, but it made some noises, and I spoke in other tongues. And I spoke for about a half an hour. I stopped, and I waited, and then I tried it again, and it worked again. And then I tried it again. And then when I went to sleep that night, I woke up in the morning, I tried it again, and it worked. And did you know that's been a blessing to me? Now that I've in the Word of God, we find out that there's a lot of benefits for praying in tongues. And that's what we want to go through, these benefits, so that every one of you can pray in tongues and combat the enemy, so to speak, and be able to pray out the plans and the purposes and the will of God. because that's where it's at. It's a supernatural sign. It's a supernatural means that God has provided for us to be able to pray out the will of God, to be able to speak in other tongues. So it says over in Mark chapter 16, it says in verse 15, he said, "Go into all the world." Thank God for the world that we're at. "And preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that does not believe shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe." Do you believe? Then these signs are going to follow the believing ones. "They shall cast out devils, and they shall speak with new tongues." Everybody say, "Speak with new tongues." Speak with new tongues. They're going to cast out devils. They're going to speak with new tongues. It says some other things, and then they're going to lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So this speaking with tongues, speaking with new tongues, is very unique, but it comes from God. Over in John chapter 16 and verse 7, it says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient," Jesus said, "that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, which he did, I will send them unto you." So Jesus sent the Comforter. When he rose up from the dead and he talked to his disciples on that mount, and he went up to heaven in a cloud, and he said, "Go to Jerusalem and tarry ye there until ye be endued with power from on high." So referring to the Holy Spirit, we're talking about power. Everybody wants power. You know, where people rent these things and they watch the WWF. I don't know if it's WWF, but it's that used to be the World Wrestling Federation. But anyways, there's the real fighting with Conor McGregor, eh? And so those guys, and so people spend all kinds of money to see who's got the most power. But I believe that the believers have the most power, because Jesus Christ has enabled us through the power of the Spirit of God. It's the same power that raised Christ from the dead. He dwells in you. He'll quicken. He'll make alive these mortal bodies. So Jesus said in John chapter 16 and verse 7 that, "I'll tell you the truth, that it's expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come. But if I depart, which he did, I will send him unto you." So referring to the Holy Spirit. You know, when you get born again, you have the Spirit of God. Sometimes people say that they don't speak in tongues, and they say, "Well, I have the Spirit just as much as you." No, the Spirit bears witness with your spirit that you're a child of God. And everybody who accepted the Lord has the Spirit. His Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we're children of God. But then there is a experience subsequent, that means right after being born again, that he wants you to be filled with the Holy Spirit and speaking with tongues. Brother Hagin was just, I just laugh at listening to his stories. He talks about praying for people that have been seeking the Spirit for 50 years, then 40 years, several people 40 years, then 30 years, 20 years, people seeking. I thank God that it just took me 8 months. Keith Moore says it took him quite some time. The people would say, "Well, shave your beard off. Maybe the Lord will fill you with the Holy Spirit. Or do this or do that, some natural thing." Well, that's not the way you receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the scriptural way to receive the Holy Spirit is that you ask and that you believe that you receive and then you speak. And God wants every one of us to be speaking in other tongues, because it's a supernatural way of communication that God has provided. Mainly it's a devotional gift that he's provided for every believer to fellowship with God, to talk with God, to talk about his plans, his purposes, that he'll bring illumination to our minds. And guess what? The enemy does not know what you're talking. So never think for one second that, I remember hearing my mom say, "I don't like my tongue." Well, hey, the way it sounds is the way it sounds. Get over it and speak with other tongues, and as the Spirit gives you unction and utterance. And so what if you sound the way you do? It's still supernatural, and it's a means that God has given you, and you're speaking that out. You're using your voice box, and you're speaking. So those that are born again, they have the Spirit, but then there's that experience of being filled with the Spirit. Luke 24, verse 49, and we're going to have four things that the benefits of speaking in tongues. But Luke 24 and 49, it says, "Behold, I send the promise of the Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And so it's an experience that the disciples, there was about 120 that went to the upper room, and they were waiting. You know, they did the waiting. We don't have to do the waiting. They did the waiting, and then there came a beautiful experience of the Holy Spirit poured out upon them. This was prophesied in Isaiah 28:11. Isaiah 28:11 gives a scripture in the Old Testament prophesied. When I say prophesied, I mean predicted years ago that's coming to pass in Acts 2:4. But in Isaiah 28:11, it says, "With stammering lips and another tongue will I speak unto this people." So God's going to, "For with stammering lips and another tongue will I speak unto this people, to whom it was said, this is the rest." Everybody likes rest. "This is the rest wherewith we cause the weary to rest. This is the refreshing." So it's a rest, it's a refreshing that was predicted by Isaiah, that concerning the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and the speaking with tongues. So over in Acts 2:4 is where this great outpouring happened. Acts 2 and verse 1, it says, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were with one accord." See, that's a good key for unity in the church. That's a good key for a blessing to happen in the church. Everybody has to be in one accord. That means one purpose, one heart, one mind. You know, they're expecting something good to happen. I believe that if every one of us would expect good things to happen, I believe the Wednesday service, the Sunday service, would see more signs and wonders and miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit, expecting that God can speak, expecting that the sick can be healed, expecting signs, wonders, and miracles to happen. So it says here, "When they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind." So this is something that they felt on the outside, but this was the initial experience that they experienced with the Holy Spirit. And you'll see different people experience different manifestations. I know Pastor, he talks about his, that he got translated right out into the who knows where and had a glorious time. You know, everybody's experience is going to be different. Mine was more like Miss Anita's, where she acted in faith and spoke the word, because the Bible says that we can speak with tongues. And so whatever your experiences is concerning tongues, concerning speaking with other tongues, you know, treasure that and just say, "Thank you, Lord, that I do speak with tongues. And thank God for filling me with the Spirit of God." So the book of Acts says, "And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting." See, these guys were all sitting. There was 120 of them. That's marvelous. Jesus ministered to multitudes of thousands of people. He fed 5,000 one case. He fed 7,000 another case. And here there's 120 left. Where's all the people? You know, you got to contend for what the things of God. You got to press in. And one way to press in is the speaking with other tongues. It takes your time. It takes your effort. We all think that, we speak a certain amount, but you can pray more. You can believe God and speak, because there's a lot of benefits that are included. So it says here, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind that filled all the house where they were sitting. There was 120 of them. "And there appeared cloven tongues like fire that sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost." Okay, we want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. "And began to speak." See, they were filled and began to speak. They were filled and began to speak. They were filled and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So the Spirit gave them utterance, but they did the speaking. And so the Spirit gives you utterance, but you do the speaking. We're the ones that do the speaking. You're exercising your faith. You're stepping out. You're moving into the things of the Spirit. When you exercise your faith and you speak with tongues, you're doing the speaking, but Father, through the power of the Holy Spirit, is giving you that unction. That's a marvelous tool. Yeah, we don't just walk around outside, you know, speaking in tongues all loud. You know, they might lock you up, but it is a place where we have our private devotionals with God. You're talking unto God, you're speaking, you're ministering unto Him. He's revealing things, He's downloading stuff into your spirit. Hallelujah. So they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And so that was the initial outpouring of the Spirit of God on the day of Pentecost. I heard in 1907 or around 1907 in Azusa Street, there was a great outpouring. Millions of people were touched by the Spirit of God and they spoke with other tongues. That went worldwide. It went through all over the whole world. People spoke with tongues. And so there's still people speaking in tongues today. So the number one of speaking in tongues, the benefit is that it's the initial experience. Acts 2:4, they spoke with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Over in Acts chapter 10, that's 10 years later, the Gentiles didn't know much about speaking with other tongues, and actually the Jews didn't even realize that it was for everybody. But 10 years later, there was some supernatural manifestations of the Spirit spoke to Peter on top of his house while he was praying, probably in tongues, and the Spirit says, there's three men downstairs, go with them doubting nothing. So he went with them. They were going to Gentile believers, which the Jews and the Gentiles back then weren't supposed to be together. And Peter went there to the house, and he found a whole pile of people there. And over in Acts chapter 10 and verse 44, it says, while Peter spake words, the Holy Ghost fell on them. Verse 42 says, and he commanded us, Peter started talking to the group of people, he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead, Jesus, to him give all the prophets witness that through his name, Jesus' name, that whosoever believes in him shall receive remission of sins. So that's salvation. And verse 44, and while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them that heard the word. And what else happened? It fell on them that heard the word, and they were of the circumcised, which believe, were astonished that as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. Why? Verse 46, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Here they heard them speak with tongues. This is the tongues we're talking about. We're talking about this supernatural means of communication. They heard the Gentiles speaking with other tongues as the Spirit gave them unction and utterance, and they were magnifying God. So they were magnifying God. So when you speak with tongues, guess what? You're magnifying God. You're making him big. It's like taking a big magnifying glass and say, God is here today. He's here in the lives of people that believe, that those that speak with tongues. Now, probably the confusion about speaking in tongues is that somebody speaks in tongues one day, hallelujah, I got filled with the Holy Spirit, and then they leave the building, and then they go live like the devil. Did you know what? You don't want to live like the devil, but it brings a disrepute about tongues. It brings a disrepute upon the things of God. And so, yes, they spoke with tongues. They were filled with the Spirit at that moment. But guess what? It's a continual daily thing. This speaking with tongues, we should be speaking in tongues day in, day out. There was a couple great men in of old. Donald G. and Howard Carter says that it should be like a continual spring bubbling up on out of you, continually poured out of the Spirit of God. It's a daily thing. Just like you eat every day, guess what? You should pray in tongues every single day. Don't feel ashamed of speaking in tongues. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's a supernatural manifestation given to you by Almighty God, and it's for your benefit and it's for your use. And so the first benefit is the initial experience of being filled with the Spirit of God. So that was Acts chapter 8 where the Gentiles got filled. Now, the Apostle Paul, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, he says, I speak with tongues more than you all. And over in Acts chapter 19, it says here that the Apostle Paul, and it came to pass while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and there finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? See, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? Well, they believed and they were saved, but guess what? There's the experience of being filled with the Holy Spirit. and speaking with other tongues. It says, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? And they said, we not even heard so much whether there be any Holy Spirit. And he said unto them, what then were you baptized? And he said, unto John's baptism. Then Paul said, John verily baptized you which with a baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him that should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And verse 6 says, and when Paul laid hands, everybody say lay hands. When Paul laid hands, you know, Pastor Roma, he's got a couple of testimonies where he talks about people being filled with the Holy Spirit. I know two people from this church that were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they didn't even want to speak with tongues. They basically came up for prayer, and the anointing was there, and they spoke with tongues. I said, you spoke with tongues? He said, I was just speaking, and I didn't even know what was going on. So that was a mighty anointing, but that doesn't happen to everybody. Most people are going to have to exercise their faith and speak. But here the Apostle Paul laid hands on them, came upon them, and the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they spoke with tongues. Wow, and prophesied. This prophesying was probably edifying, exhorting, and comforting. It's not prediction. Everybody should prophesy, just like everybody should speak with tongues that is born again. Prophesying is edifying, exhorting, and comforting, according to 1 Corinthians. But then there also is a word of wisdom, which could be prediction. But anyways, this has to do with speaking with tongues. And when Paul laid his hands on them, the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they spake with tongues. Thank God for that. I believe Pastor Steve, I asked him how he got filled with the Holy Spirit. He said he went to a certain church there, and the minister prayed for them, and he spoke with tongues. Bless that guy's heart. Amen? And so it happens different means and different ways. It didn't work for me that way, but it worked for me by just exercising my faith, saying it's in the Bible, I want it, I'm hungry for it. Yeah, it took me 8 months, and it shouldn't take you one day. You should be able just to speak with tongues right now, because God wants everybody filled with the Holy Spirit. When you see that it's a scriptural thing, everybody should be speaking with tongues. We should be speaking tongues daily. Smith Wigglesworth, a great man of God, some people were raised from the dead by him. They asked him, someone asked him, what's the success of your ministry, Smith Wigglesworth? What's the success of your ministry? And one man was in that congregation, heard the man say that, and related unto Brother Hagen. And Smith Wigglesworth said, well, it's not education, because I didn't go to school one day in my life. It's not pulpit etiquette, because I don't know what that is. But he says, one thing I do know, I was filled with the Holy Spirit, and I spoke with tongues. And so I go in my own private prayer room, I pray for 2 hours, and then at night I go out and edify the people. Hallelujah, that sounds like a pretty good deal, eh? But 2 hours praying in tongues? Wow, that's some faith there. You know, there's other things we want to do. We want to watch TV, eh? There's some good Netflix shows, especially at Christmas time. I've seen a few of those Christmas shows. They're really good. I almost cried. And so he spends 2 hours. So that's pretty good. That's an exercising of faith. You say, is there anything in this? Brother Hagen, a Baptist minister, he didn't speak with tongues, but he was hungry for it. There was a man in the congregation that was an older man, and he says, if that tongues ever gets in here, I'm out, I'm out. And he went on a 3-month vacation to Europe. He had some money. And in the meantime, Brother Hagen got filled with the Spirit. Well, he didn't want to rattle the church, being a Baptist church, so he said, I'll just keep this quiet and I'll just preach. The man came back, and he was listening to Brother Hagen's minister, and he said, he started talking, he said, what happened to our little preacher? Brother Hagen was 20. What happened to our little preacher? Why? Well, it's different. Now that he preaches, he knocks me right off my chair. And he says, you know what happened to your little preacher? He got filled with the Holy Ghost and spoke with tongues. He said, the old man dropped his head. And he said, well, I believe it. I believe there's something to it. Amen. And all those people followed him in. So thank God there's something to it. There's something to be filled with the Holy Spirit and speaking with other tongues. And don't belittle yourself saying, just a bunch of noise. No, it's not a bunch of noise. You're speaking unto God, as we're going to see in the next few minutes. Hallelujah. And so it says here, the Apostle Paul, when he laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. So the number one benefit is it's the initial experience. Number two, there's a spiritual edification that's going to come to you and me when we speak with other tongues. It says in 1 Corinthians 14:4, it says, he that speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself. So when I take the time out of my busy schedule to pray in tongues, and again, you can pray while you drive. Oh, that's so beautiful. Looking out the window at the frozen roads. Amen. You're edifying yourself. You're speaking to yourself. Maybe you're sitting in the washroom, right on that little throne. You're sitting there, you can pray in tongues. Thank you, I got good bowel movements. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, my system's working good. Hallelujah, top notch. Praise God. You could be watching a ball game even, quietly praying in tongues. It's a marvelous thing that God Almighty gave us, that we can pray in the Spirit. Pray in those mysteries. Praying out secrets. Praying out the plan of God. Hallelujah. So it says here in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4, and we're talking about benefits of praying in tongues. Nothing to be ashamed of. In fact, desiring it more than ever. It says here, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself. So you're going to be edifying yourself. Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and 14, you know, the whole book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14 is dedicated to tongues and prophesying, which is edifying, exhorting, and comforting, and some of the other things. Why would God Almighty see to it that the Apostle Paul would speak to the Corinthian church and put a whole chapter dedicated to the speaking with other tongues? Because it's important. That's why. So over in 1 Corinthians chapter 14:14, it says, for if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays. You'll see through the scriptures as you read the New Testament, it says, in the Spirit. They were in the Spirit. What were they doing in the Spirit? They were speaking in an unknown tongue. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays. And so my spirit is praying in an unknown tongue. It's your spirit that's praying. Your mind is up here, your body is right here, but your spirit is on the inside of you. That means out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth is going to speak. And so you're going to pour out of your being supernatural words that are making sense to God Almighty. He's making sense out of those words. And you know, sometimes people can pray in tongues, and actually somebody that would know a different language, and they could make sense of that. You know, on the day of Acts, when they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and they spake with other tongues, if you read down that passage, there was people there from about 10 different nations. They heard them magnifying God. They said, how are these people speaking in languages that we don't understand? So you don't always understand what your tongue is, what it means. But guess what? It's a spiritual edification. And then also illumination can come to your mind where you will understand at times. Because verse 15 of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, it says, what is it? I will pray with the Spirit. I'll pray with some understanding. I will sing in the Spirit. And so I will sing with the understanding. So actually you could sing a song. You could sing a song in tongues. Isn't that beautiful? Yeah, what's that? That's a song in tongues. Amen? And you could even sing an interpretation and bless people with an understanding. So the number one, it's the initial experience. Number two, it's a spiritual edification. Jude chapter 20 says, but beloved, build up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Build up yourself. So when you pray in tongues, guess what? It's a spiritual edification about building yourself up. That building of yourself would be like the charging of a battery. Have you ever had a battery that's dead in your vehicle? You would need to charge it up. You would need to put the booster cables on it, or actually a charging machine, and charge it up. That's the Jude chapter 20. That would be like a charging effect. But beloved, build up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. And so you're building yourself up. So the benefits of speaking in other tongues, it's the initial experience. And number two, it's a spiritual edification. Know that you're edifying yourself. You're building yourself up. And if anybody is discouraged and downhearted, you've got to pray in tongues. You pray in tongues. That's a supernatural power of God that is given to you. Number three, a benefit is praying the will of God. Everybody say, praying the will of God, praying the will of God. So when you pray in the Spirit, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, 2, it says here, for if I speak in a tongue, unknown tongue, my spirit, I speak not unto men, but unto God, for no man understandeth. Howbeit in the Spirit you're speaking mysteries. Now, a great person that knew, understand different languages says that word mysteries would be divine secrets. So he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaks not unto man, but unto God. So here, this supernatural means of speaking in tongues, you're speaking unto God. Would that be a benefit? Ask yourself, is that a benefit to pray to a God Almighty in a language that would just be right from Him? That's the Holy Spirit enabling you. The Holy Spirit is God Almighty on the inside of you, speaking to your spirit. You are acting in faith, praying out by the Spirit of God, and you're talking to your Heavenly Father in tongues. Oh, man. Talk about power that God Almighty is downloading into your spirit, and then all of a sudden, from your spirit, illumination will come to your mind. Hey, you know, this is the way. This is, you know, some people are asking for direction. That's the best direction that you can get. Oral Roberts. Does anybody know Oral Roberts out there? He built a university. And you know how he built it? He walked on some grounds. He was walking on some ground and he said, I was praying in other tongues. And what came to me is, build me a university. Now, I'm glad that came to him because I wouldn't even want to touch that with a 10-foot pole. Build me a university. He's got 400 acres. I grew up on the farm. That's a lot of land in Tulsa, Oklahoma. To build a university where thousands of people, and the Lord says, train my people to hear my voice, that they can go into every walk of life. Doctors, lawyers, dentists, garbage collectors, credit card collectors, all kinds of areas. I want my people in every walk of life. Thank God that that was Oral Roberts. Brother Hagin says, I pray 90% in other tongues. Does it benefit them? Of course it does, because God Almighty can get over to us. If we just go by what we know with our own sense, that's not much sense. But if we go by the sense that God has, guess what? He'll open it up to us. He's got great plans in store. That's where you can pray out those plans, those purposes, and those pursuits. That's those secrets that God has destined for each one. For if I speak in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then that I will pray with the Spirit? I will pray with the understanding. I will sing with the Spirit. I will sing with the understanding also. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and 14. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit is praying. So know that your spirit is in operation when you're praying in tongues. Your spirit is speaking unto God, and God Almighty is speaking unto you back and forth. But my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray in the Spirit. Now, in the Spirit is in tongues, because it said that in Corinthians. If I pray in tongues, it's my spirit that prays, and I will pray with my understanding also. I will sing in the Spirit, tongues, and I will sing with the understanding also. Thank God Almighty that there is a praying out the will of God. So it's the initial evidence, it's the spiritual edification, and it's praying out the will of God. His plans, His purposes, His pursuits. You know, Brother Hagin, in 1987, he was praying in the Spirit. And then all of a sudden, the Lord took him onto the top of the convention center in Tulsa. And they were looking down at the meeting. The meeting was going on. That's supernatural. That's spectacular. By praying in other tongues. Now again, you don't just pray in other tongues so you can just go wacko and want to see something. This was as the Spirit wills. And he looked down on the congregation, and things were spoken unto him, and he wrote a book on plans, purposes, and pursuits. How God has a plan for each person. How God has a plans and a purpose for each person. You know, there's no left sheep in God's kingdom. There's no black sheep. You know, Satan's got black sheep. Maybe you were one of the black sheep of the family. You know, that's kind of a big credit that you get. I'm the black sheep of the family. You know, that's stupid. Amen? God has a plan. God has a purpose for each person. God has a will and a desire. And as we pray in tongues, as we pray in the Spirit, guess what? He'll still start on low, speaking unto our hearts that we can go in the right direction for our lives. So it's a it's an evidence of you're filled with the Spirit. It's a spiritual edification, and it's praying out the will of God. And not only that, for your life, you could be praying out something else in another individual's life by tongues. Because the Spirit of God can move on you according to Romans, and you can pray in the Spirit, and you could be praying out a circumstance and a situation. Smith Wigglesworth mentioned about how he knew that missionary in the Congo, Africa, who he supported the missions. And that man was laid out dead. They were ready to put the sheet over top of him. All of a sudden, he rose up. He couldn't figure out what's what. He went to one of the conferences, and he heard this lady giving a testimony of how the Spirit of the Lord took a hold of her, and she prayed with other tongues, and she prayed with other tongues, and she prayed with other tongues, and she saw this man rise up. It looked like from a dead position. And the man says, "Do you keep a diary?" And she says, "I sure do." And they checked the diary of when she spoke in tongues and when he was laid out dead, and it was the exact timing of the exact thing. Because you can pray out secrets and mysteries. Hallelujah. So when you're praying in tongues, yes, you're praying out the plan of God for your own life. Yes, you're praying out a purpose, but you could be also praying out a situation and a circumstance in someone else's life that needs prayer. My mother said many times how she was burdened. She was burdened to pray, and she would pray until she would get a release. Hallelujah. And that's the proper way, is to pray until you feel a joy or a song. Then you prayed out what God wanted you to pray. And so the will of God, God could be using you to pray out circumstances and situations to change things. So thank God for that. So some of the benefits, it's the evidence that you're filled with the Spirit. It's the evidence of your have spiritual edification. You're edifying yourself. Number three, you're praying the will of God. That's a benefit to pray the will of God. Because if you just sit and you pray in English, "Oh Lord, help me. Oh Lord, bless me. Oh Lord, you know, I need some help over here. Oh Lord," you know, that could get pretty slow after a while. It ain't going to last long. But then all of a sudden you got tongues and you can pray out more of a plan and more of a purpose. It's that refreshing that Isaiah talked about. It's that rest where you start praying out, "Oh, fukuramaseta ramasi," and you could pray for hours on end the will of God, the plan of God, and you're not all stressed out, you know, trying to figure out words to say to Almighty God when He'll give you the words. He'll say, "I want to use your mouth. I want to use your voice to pray out the mystery. I want to pray out the secret." I wonder how many people didn't get to have the plan of God fulfilled for their lives because they didn't want to take the spiritual time to pray in other tongues, to pray out the mysteries, to pray out the secrets. So number four and final one, and again, there's more. See this book right here? This is Brother Hagin wrote this book. It's not very big. And in fact, I did this lesson, and then I looked at this book, and there's a few of the points that I used, which I probably gleaned from it anyways, that is in here. But he's got 10 benefits. So this book is now $1,000. You can get it at Faith City Church. No, this is a little small mini book, and it's 10 benefits as well. So the fourth one is to assist yourself in maintaining a Spirit-filled life. To assist you in maintaining a Spirit-filled life. And that's found over in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 17. Now, God wants every one of us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I believe church workers, according to the book of Acts, should all be filled with the Holy Spirit. They said, "Look ye out from among you, seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom." So they were full of the Holy Spirit, and they spoke with tongues as well. And so they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and this that we can point over a certain business. And so over in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 17, and we're talking about the benefits of being filled with the Spirit. And this final one is to assist in maintaining a Spirit-filled life, to assist you, to help you to maintain that Spirit-filled life. And many times, just on my way to church, I would sing in the Spirit. I would sing a song of the Spirit. I would sing in tongues. I would sing. Why? Because it's assisting me to be Spirit-filled. It's assisting me to get away from the doldrums of life, to be able to be filled with the Holy Spirit and to magnify God. So verse 17 says, "Wherefore, be not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is." So God wants you to understand what the will of the Lord is. He wants you to be wise, and he wants you to understand what the will of the Lord is. Verse 18, "Don't be drunk with wine." Don't get all tanked up on wine trying to find the will of God. It ain't going to cut it, and you're going to go off in the ditch. "Don't be drunk with wine where is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." Right there, the filling with the Spirit is the speaking with other tongues, is being filled with the Spirit. "For he that speaks in a tongue, his spirit is speaking." And so you're speaking to yourselves, be filled with the Spirit, be filled with speaking with tongues, speaking, verse 19, to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Right there, that spiritual song, it can be in a language that you understand, which would be English or the language that you use most, a spiritual song, but then it could also be a song in tongues, that you're magnifying God, you're building yourself up, you're speaking unto him. It's assisting you in being filled with the Holy Spirit. So not drunk with wine where is excess, filled with the Spirit, filled with tongues. Verse 19, speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Again, talking unto God, giving thanks always unto all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's going to assist you in maintaining a Spirit-filled life. Speaking with other tongues assists you in maintaining a Spirit-filled life. So what are those 4 points of this lesson? This teaching lesson is the evidence that you're filled with the Holy Spirit. Number two, there's a spiritual edification. You're being built up spiritually, personally, in your own Christian walk. Number three, you're praying out the plan, the will of God for your life, and could be the lives of others, and for the life of the church. And number four, you're assisting. It's assisting in maintaining a Spirit-filled life. And that, my friends, is a short lesson on the tongues, speaking with other tongues. "These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they'll cast out devils, they'll speak with new tongues," and that is the tongues. So let's thank God. Again, if you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, this is the time for you to open your mouth, exercise your faith, and speak as the Spirit gives you utterance and unction. So Father, I want to thank you for everyone viewing this and everyone watching, and for everyone in this location who's ever out there. Amen. We thank you for the gift of speaking with other tongues. And we don't take it lightly. We say thank you for filling us with the Holy Spirit. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Eva karama siketavo kushtuko nama sandaraba. Eva sambo kobaranga sembarama sandarama shtikere dabasa. Exercising your faith, stepping out into realms of the Spirit. You're going into the things of the Spirit of God. You're speaking as the Spirit gives you unction and utterance and boldness. And you're not being ashamed. Amen. You're not being ashamed because it's a gift that God has given you. And I thank God for speaking with tongues. I thank God for my salvation, and I thank God that he's leading each one of us. He's guiding each one of us. And when we take the time out to speak with other tongues, that means that God Almighty is in hot pursuit of us, guiding us, directing us, showing us things to come, and it's an exciting life. So thank God for maintaining that Spirit-filled life. And I love and appreciate every one of you. I thank you, Pastor, Miss Anita, and this church for allowing me to speak these words on tongues. Amen? God bless you. And call someone and tell them, thank God he filled me with the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you. We love you.